Welcome to the Together PDX podcast. You're listening to our Faithful series, where we sit down with faithful people to hear how they are working for the flourishing of the Portland metro area. We believe each member of the church has a role to play in the bigger story God is writing in Portland. Today's guest tells one part of that story. Hey everyone, I'm Elise Gallis, and today I'm talking with Elise Petrovich of Compassion Connect about how they're uniting the local church to faithfully serve in their neighborhoods through free community health clinics and anti-trafficking work. Elise works specifically in their Adorned in Grace bridal shop, but we'll get to share a little bit about everything Compassion Connect does today. Welcome, Elise, and thanks for being here, and fantastic name, by the way.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
You too.
Thank you. Let's dive right in to the work you do. How about you tell us about the need Compassion Connect is trying to meet and how that affects the flourishing of our metro area?
Yes. So our passion at Compassion Connect is to mobilize compassionate people and raise up the local church to address issues together in their very own neighborhoods. So we do this by focusing on several core areas. So the first is community health. As you know, many people in our communities live without access to affordable health care. We believe churches are in a unique position to offer their neighbors care that not only addresses bodies, but also minds and spirits. We address this through our compassion clinics, which are a free community health clinic led by local churches. And these clinics, powered by volunteers, offer necessary care to individuals from all walks of life.
Great.
The services that we offer at these clinics include medical, dental, vision, social services, or prayer. And we believe that churches anywhere in the world can work together to help their neighbors experience the love of Jesus through this medium of health.
I love that.
Yes, I do too. And secondly, Compassion Connect seeks to meet the needs of our neighbors by combating human trafficking. So in the Portland metro area, we focus on rallying the church around three aspects of anti-trafficking work. This includes awareness, prevention, and crisis support for survivors. As part of the prevention model, Compassion Youth Mentorship, also known as CYM, pairs young women and men with caring mentors who saturate them in messages of self-worth and hope.
I love that.
This is put on weekly after school at our CYM locations, and they provide life skills, fun crafts and activities, educational support, and entrepreneurship opportunities. Then we have our Adorned in Grace bridal shops, which are part of the awareness model. The shops help brides find a great deal on their dream wedding dress while also making a difference in the fight against exploitation. Our shops are made possible because of volunteers who are passionate about the cause. And finally, Compassion Connect provides survivor crisis support with funding received from the Adorned in Grace model. This could look like transporting a survivor from an unsafe to a safe location. And lastly, Compassion Connect meets the needs of our neighbors through equipping leaders and serving their own communities. Compassion Connect provides tools and resources for others who may want to adapt our service models in their very own neighborhoods.
I love hearing about all that, and I have to say, shameless plug, I got my wedding dress from Adorned in Grace, and it was an amazing experience, and
nice.
So beautiful. You guys have amazing volunteers
who
take
do.
Such good care of everyone.
Yeah, it's they're awesome.
So buying your dress or serving there are both great ways to serve human trafficking. Elise, could you share just a story that we can celebrate with you?
Yeah. I actually have a note that I want to read to you. So we get donations in the mail quite often. It could be a dress that we received, a bridal or formal wear. And so we received a note from a mother of the bride whose wedding gown was donated to Adorned in Grace. The note reads, "Thank you for what you're doing. I can't share my daughter's story, but will say it is one of redemption. Mourning literally turned into dancing, tears into laughter, darkness into light, and beauty came out of the ashes. I pray that the bride who wears this dress will know how beautiful she is and that her special day will be the beginning of her happily ever after."
Wow.
I know. I love this note because it shows the impact of Adorned in Grace, not only in the work that we're doing in anti-trafficking, but also the work we're doing in the ministry of Adorned in Grace. So to the brides that come in and out of our store, whether they're giving or they're receiving a dress from us, it just has such an impact on all the parties involved.
Oh, I love that. That's beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that. Tell me a little bit about the role the local church plays in your organization.
Yes. So in the brief time that I've been a part of Compassion Connect, I've truly seen and noticed how significant the body of Christ is to Compassion Connect and how deeply we care for the body of Christ. It's truly like the heartbeat behind what we do.
Yeah.
So Compassion Connect believes in volunteer leaders and those who are yet to rise up and in the potential of any community in the world truly to make a difference by uniting Jesus-like service to its most hurting members. So our goal is to guide, uplift, encourage, empower the local church and its people to take their faith from pew to practice and to serve together. So everything that Compassion Connect is able to do for a community, whether it's selling a wedding dress or providing dental care to a person in need, there are strong volunteer leaders behind it all that make that work and that care possible.
I love from pew to practice. That is
isn't
beautiful.
That cool?
I just feel that. Well, I'm sure as people are listening, they are getting inspired and they really want to jump in. So what are two ways that somebody who is interested could get involved right now?
One of the ways you can get involved is by volunteering. So we welcome you to bring your own gifting, any ideas that you may have to serve our neighbors in the Portland area. So you can volunteer with me at Adorned in Grace Bridal and sell some wedding dresses to some sweet brides, mentor youth with Compassion Youth Mentoring, or by being a part of the Compassion Clinics. There are many areas that you can get involved with, so there are definitely opportunities for each unique person in their giftings.
Yeah, I've personally worked with Compassion Connect before, and I really have seen the way they will take any unique passion or skill and figure out a way to fit it in. Like, seriously, anything. I think people always think that you have to be a doctor or a dentist to volunteer at clinics, and those are crucial. If you're a doctor or dentist listening, please go volunteer. But also people who want to help prep food for the lunches or just greet people or like set up an extra craft booth for the kids. Like, there is literally something for everyone. And so I love that about you guys.
Yeah. Like right now we have a volunteer at our Adorned in Grace bridal shops who is not so much interested in selling wedding dresses, but has a background in writing. And so she's using her calligraphy skills to write different sayings and words on our windows with like chalk marker.
Beautiful.
It's so cool. Like literally anyone and any gifts that you may have, we would love it.
Even I follow Adorned in Grace on Instagram, even though I'm already married. I don't need a bridal gown anytime in the future. And I love seeing how the volunteers creatively like put together little Instagram reels and modeled the dresses. You even need to model the dress in order to sell the dress. So many fun ways to volunteer.
Yes, it really is just a lot of fun.
Yeah. What was that second way that you wanted to share about?
Yeah, you can partner with us through prayer and giving. So the prayers of our champions sustain us as we work together to overcome the brokenness and the division in the world with unity and compassion. So you can actually sign up on our website to receive monthly email prayer requests and updates from our volunteer prayer coordinator. You can also become involved in helping churches serve the needs of our neighbors by giving. So this can look like donating your wedding gown to Adorned in Grace or financially supporting our Compassion Clinics. You can learn more about giving and prayer by visiting our website, CompassionConnect.com.
Awesome. Well, Elise, how about you leave us with a Bible verse just to encourage us and our listeners in our faithfulness?
Yes. So I will be reading from Ephesians 6:13. It says, "Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground and after you have done everything to stand. Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Now, as we have the armor of God, let us go into our communities to serve the Lord.
Amen. Yeah. That's a great one. Well, Elias, thank you so much for being here and for the faithful work that you and Compassion Connect do in the Portland metro area. It is so encouraging to hear about.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it was so much fun. Well, for more information about Compassion Connect and what you heard today, check out the show notes at togetherpdx.org/podcast. Thanks for listening to Faithful by the Together PDX podcast. Be blessed.